Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, doing JP, what's happening?
No, I'm good, man. Just watching these people in Puerto Rico get the snot kicked out.
Oh, my God.
My God, man.
This week, same as last week.
Yeah.
Who knows, just different people. Well, sometimes same people getting hit.
Right. Yeah, well, a lot of those islands, a lot of the islands that got hit last time took it again yesterday.
Yep.
And now Puerto Rico's getting it this morning. And they're showing these guys out, and you're talking about 100. I mean, trees are bending in half, man.
Yeah.
Trees
so 155 maybe, 165, something like that.
Trees are
155
earlier. This building that they're showing now has all the windows blown out. Turn around and look.
Yikes.
Turn around and look.
Oh, that's not a good look.
All the windows are blown out.
Oh, my goodness.
See that?
Wow, it looks like it's it was bombed.
Doesn't it?
Wow.
I don't even know if those are windows.
Yesterday.
I think just the whole siding just ripped off the building.
Yesterday on, I think on Twitter, I saw this live feed of someone. Was it live? No, it was after the fact. Live leak, I think it was called. And they showed someone handheld cell phone video. They're talking. There's people in the streets. All of a sudden, the building collapses right in front of them. What? Like just, and all of a sudden, there's all the dust.
That's
and it reminds you of 9/11. When everything's covered in dust, you can't see anything.
Oh, my
craziness.
God, dude.
Craziness.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's Puerto Rico right now.
Oh, my God. 90% of Puerto Rico already lost power. 90% of the entire island.
Yes.
Not 90% of like one town. 90% of the entire island.
Just ripping off the sides of buildings and stuff.
And this
man,
should be within, should be 100% in no time. Wow, wow.
Yeah. Well, we hope they come out of it all right.
What's going on, man? You know, listen, I'm not the, I don't know jack about global warming, climate change, whatever the hell they call it these days. I have really no idea. I don't pay attention to it.
I don't know if anybody really knows.
You know, two full-size pickup trucks in my house, so I'm not really doing my part as far as, like, you know.
Carbon footprint?
As far as my carbon footprint, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's a big foot.
But, I don't know, hurricane, big hurricane after big hurricane after big hurricane, earthquake, earthquake. Listen, whether it's climate change or whatever it is, or God's just pissed.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and this is his way of shaking it up a little bit. Like, you effers better stop paying attention to me, or, you know.
That's right.
You better cool it down.
We are a snow globe, and God's shaking it.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. He's like, we are a snow globe.
Hello.
And he's going, and he's putting it back on the shelf.
His motto would say, listen, effers.
Right.
Wake up and fly right.
Listen, when this thing settles, you guys better keep you cool. If you guys don't have you cool, I'm going to shake it up worse next time.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
I mean, it is hurricane season, so it's not like unheard of, but it is a couple of big ones, but that's not unheard of. But it's more than, you know, I mean, sometimes we go, what? Susan and I, we were having dinner the other night, and we're like, how you know, they're talking about all these hurricanes. And I was like, but how often do we get hit with hurricanes? I really don't know. So it goes like state by state. So she's like, well, let's see how many times Florida got hit. And there's like 5-year periods, if you look over the history of hurricanes, where 5, 6, 7 years where Florida doesn't get hit, landfall hurricane.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't hit. But then there's other times there's 3. You know, so it's really hard to tell.
You know what? Here's the thing.
What normal is it? What isn't normal?
For me, just being somebody who gets caught up in watching this stuff, it's not that there's hurricanes.
Right.
It's category five.
Right.
One's bigger than the next. You know, it's I don't know, it just seems a little bit, little strange.
Yeah.
But it's probably not. You're right, in the grand scheme of things.
In the scheme of things, I don't know, you know, and that's only our part of the world. You know, how's the whole world doing?
Right.
Is it global warming? I don't know. You know,
I don't even know what global warming is.
When they show pictures of like glaciers falling apart, I'm like, is that what they usually do? I don't know.
Right. Well,
what did it look like 10 years ago?
Always,
1,000 years ago? I don't know.
You see that crack in the glacier? Yeah, I see it. Is that the first crack in the first glacier of all time?
Right.
Or do they historic? I got you. I see.
But the seas are coming up. I know, but have they ever come up before? Is this the first time and is it our fault? I don't know.
Nobody knows.
What was it like 10 million years ago? 1 million years ago? 100,000 years ago?
I guess the whole idea is to err on the side of caution.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not the worst thing in the world, but at the same time.
Well, it cost us a lot of money. They're on the side of caution.
Right.
In some way. You know, in some way. And I don't know if we can stop. There was this great monologue this thing Charlton Heston I think did once maybe 20 years ago. I heard it maybe twice, and it was him talking about Mother Earth and how she laughs at us.
Yeah.
Like, we're nothing. She's been here for whatever the number of hundreds of millions of years. And we're only, humans are just a blip on Earth's history so far. I'm like, wow, what a perspective. And, you know, with his Charlton Heston dramatic voice, you know, he's talking about, you know, and we have dirtied her rivers and we've, you know, had nuclear fallout and things like that. She laughs. She cleans it up. We've had oil spills. She laughs and cleans, like the Earth somehow heals itself. And he says, how, what did he call it? You know, how just egotistical is it of us to think that we can do anything to this, to Mother Earth? Like, she will heal out long after we're gone. Like, wow, what a perspective that is. Makes you feel like a blip on a fly's ass. You know, just really puts it in perspective of who we are and what we could possibly do to Earth. And, of course, we could do damage here and there, but she heals. And you think about it, she does. She heals herself. So how long are we going to be around? You know, who knows with North Korea and everything that we do.
Well, aren't we supposed to be gone by Saturday?
Well, Saturday is...
the end of days, right?
It's supposed to be, according to a couple different things. There might be a planet hurtling toward us. Planet X. That's one theory.
Monica, look out for planets hurtling towards you.
Why me? What?
Well, I'm just saying in general, you, your family, friends, JR as well.
I guess, yes, it's a warning for everybody, I guess.
Apparently there's a planet hurtling towards us.
Scientists have looked for this planet, I guess, and they can't find, like, sometimes it... if there's a planet out there, you don't know about it, like pulls on stars and makes things, you know, scientists can see this stuff and they haven't been able to find it yet. But Saturday is a day, some pyramid in Egypt, Pyramid Giza or something like that, has some sort of date marker on that pyramid saying September 23rd is the day. So that combined with in the Bible, apparently, there's another group of people who the Bible predicts not only the eclipse that just happened, and the Hurricane Irma that just happened, but the great flooding of Texas that just happened, and now this earthquake. So, like, it's apparently, like, all this stuff leading to Saturday and the end of the world. So...
is this supposed to happen before or after the Iowa-Penn State game? Because that's really all I need to know if I can get that game in.
That Penn State...
that's a good question.
Did you see what happened with that Penn State game last week?
No.
They were up 56-0, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was like the end of the game. Like, I think it was the end of the game. Monica, you probably know better. And who did Penn State play last
I don't know.
Week?
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is freaking me out that I don't know.
Well, what happened was whoever they played, they were going to kick a field. It was 56-0.
Yeah.
Right? They were going to kick a field goal. And the coach from Penn State freezes the kicker. It's 56-0.
Now, come on.
The coach from Penn State freezes
the
kicker.
See, that's just Dickie. That's Penn State. That's Penn State.
But exactly. So he freezes the kicker.
That's not.
And we're looking at it like, what are you doing?
Lame.
So his excuse after it was, well, we had our fourth team's, you know, special teams out there, whatever it was. And he goes, we didn't have a fourth team field goal block unit. That's why I called timeout. So we had to put our second team field goal block unit on. Like,
what?
Why are you blocking field goals?
Who cares?
It's 56-0.
You're an idiot. That's ridiculous.
It's 56-0. You're worried about block. And they froze the kicker and he missed.
Oh, come on. That irritates me even more.
He froze the kicker and he missed.
Isn't that just healthy competition?
No.
It's an asshole.
We were trying to define greedy earlier in the week. That's it right there. Right. Stop it.
Right. You know when you see it. There it is.
Yeah.
And the team that happened to was Georgia State.
It was Georgia State, yeah. So it was like...
it's not like you're trying to ice Alabama now. Stop it.
Right. Or it's a national championship game and you want to make a point. Even then, if it's up 56-0, you know.
Ugh.
You know what it is, too? And listen, I'm all for letting these kids take an ass kicking, too. I get it. I do get it. But there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. You already did it. You already kicked
their
ass.
Right, you're done. You're clearly...
56-0. People are going to say,
I hate Penn State.
You let them give up three. You let them get 3 points on you. You guys suck. Your defense blows.
They go down five rankings. Come on.
You dicks.
Monica, you are JR. Have you guys watched the Yes Network? Do you know Mike Francesa? Have you heard of him? He's a syndicated sports guy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He went on a rant. Brett, do you have that? There's like a quick rant. It's funny.
Better yet, Brett, can you impersonate that?
Yeah, actually, ridiculous.
Okay.
This guy goes off, and one of the PD of the hit station here brought it by. He was walking it through the halls, playing the audio of Mike Francesa going off.
On what?
Just down the hall before Jeremy came by. Going off on this 56-0.
Oh, really?
Freezing of the field goal kicker. Hilarious. He's like, he's like, you're a jerk. You know, it's very funny.
He took it personally.
this is a guy who's, you know, what is he, 60 now, 62? He's going to be retiring. And he goes on some famous rants about certain things. And he hates when anybody does anything that is just disrespectful to the other team. And this is just easy. This is shooting fish in a barrel for him.
But he loves A-Rod, don't you, Mike?
I think he's gorgeous.
But, you know, he is a fan of
A-Rod. What I like about A-Rod is what he does.
Please tell this audience,
when he's
Mike.
Warm.
Yes.
He takes his shirt off, okay? He's very tan. He's like Monica. He's got nice, I would say, if I was, I would say his nipple to skin ratio,
yes,
it's about 75%.
Oh.
Much like Monica's. What was
wow.
It?
And the brown, too.
Very brown. What he does, he takes it off in Central Park, beautiful park in New York City. They have big boulders. He lays.
He posed once, yeah.
He lays on a boulder. Has the sun and the baby oil glistening off his skin, okay?
So bronze, Mike, isn't it?
Very bronze. I can taste the baby oil in my mouth right
can
now.
Can you really? You can say Mike likes Alex Rodriguez just a little bit.
He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, is he?
If you. If you say that he is not a god, you're wrong!
Okay. You get the idea.
Thanks. A moron!
Thanks, Mike.
I found the audio here. It's
the audio of you?
Of me.
Like Grover.
This is how he sounds, okay?
I like the way he pauses. He's like,
That's when he doesn't fall asleep on the air.
Okay. That's not true.
That is true.
That's a lie.
You're famous for that.
25 years on the air.
You fell asleep.
You closed your eyes for a second.
You fell asleep.
For a second.
You fell asleep on the air.
You were sleeping.
It's okay, don't Mike. Anger him.
You're human.
Oh, you get mad. Well, do you want to play the audio of yourself?
It's 12 minutes here. I don't know.
Oh, my God. No, that's not the right one.
We'll have to, I mean, look.
You got a lot to say.
It's not wrong. Is it the one you specifically want? No, it's not.
No, not really.
But,
well, you're doing a fine job on your own.
I do 6 hours on the air every day. What do you do? What do you do every day?
Well, we do about 6.5 hours.
Everybody has lunchtime here in Tampa. They have a little sandwich. You get a nice little 3 hours. That's nice. A little 3 hour show. Is that good? You okay? You guys gonna be all right after that?
Yeah, we'll be all right. Thanks, man.
Your quote, by the way, about Coach Franklin was, "He's a horse's ass for doing that." That's a quote.
It's true.
What the heck do you need to block it for? You jerk.
You're a jerk.
There it is.
Absolute jerk.
Well,
only horses
did.
Ass type coaches do that.
That's what they do, Mike.
I kind of want to listen to you now,
okay.
Mike.
That's true.
Hey, Chris on line one. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, yeah, you know, unfortunately, too, with the college game, when people are trying to get, higher up in the standings and stuff, it matters. Style points, winning margins, things like that. It definitely encourages coaches to run up the score, but I don't agree with it. So, yeah, Penn State is unclassy, but I will tell you what, my favorite thing in the world was Woody Hayes. It was back, I was like 68, and we were up, Ohio State was up 44-14 at the end of the game. They scored a touchdown, and then instead of taking the extra point, he went for two. And then afterwards, reporters asked, why would you go for 2 points in that position? He goes, because I couldn't go for three.
See,
it's awesome.
I think you're just beating somebody about the head and you go for one more, you
right.
know. Just...
Thanks, yeah, dude.
You can look at it as competitive and you want to crush your opponent, right. Or you can look at it as, all right, you're being a dick.
Hey, Jersey on line three, what's going down?
What's up, brothers?
Right.
I love you. You are a freaking genius. You're a genius.
What's that there, Jersey?
God. You make the entire show, you know.
That's very nice of you.
You love you guys, but sorry.
You got to love Brett.
So, very nice.
The music and everything, I love it.
Just okay. All right, what's your point? All right, okay.
I'm over in Fort Lauderdale. We're all living. Don't worry about it. All the storms missed all my family. Thank God.
Whew.
God bless. Thank you very much, guys.
Take care, Jerry.
All right, thanks for the nice words. Right, what's your point? We get it. We're great. This is a fun show. Okay. I mean, just you wait on hold for hours, and that's all you can come up with. You guys are great. Get a job.
I gotta love Mike.
All right.
All right. And now you're going to retire. What are you going to do?
I'm going to miss you. None of your business. rumor has it I will be doing a midday show in Tampa.
No, in Tampa?
In Tampa.
On the Bone.
Really? Is that the rumor?
It's a talk station, soon to be midday sports. Mike in the middays.
It is talk, but it's not sports.
Mike in the middays on the Bone.
Who's your co-host?
It's called the FU Roger and JP Show.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's called here.
So Mike,
yes, JR on the car phone. Yes,
you can make it Mike and the Mad Mexican.
Mike and the Executioner. On the Bone. Okay,
you answered my question.
Is that what you want? Is that that's what you gotta say?
Yeah, I was asking who your co-host was. So if it's the Executioner,
it's not you.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You need someone to answer the phones though.
Yeah. I like JR a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine. Immediately.
Okay.
Immediately. Wow. Once Mike and the Executioner starts, you, Roger, and JP on the unemployment law.
We're gone.
You're gone. You're done. Radio show over.
What do we ever do to piss you off?
Well, we get our afternoons back.
Well, that's true. Yeah. We do get that.
I think I found the audio here. Let's see if it actually works.
All right.
Here's me.
He's got to try and block a kick at 56-0. He's a horse's ass for doing that. That's a quote.
That's a scoped down version.
Oh, I guess.
I guess you got the point that I called him a horse's ass.
Yeah.
That's a quote. Print it. Black and white. Newspaper.
Well, thank you, Mike, from Sports Radio for being here.
Okay, you guys want a little behind-the-curtain truth?
Always.
We've been trying to figure out for 2 years how to work that impression into the show.
No, not today, no. For 2 years, we've been trying to figure out how to
work
it in.
On a silver platter.
Yeah. Local celebrity in New York.
Good thing Penn State's playing Iowa.
You know he's down there. He does a lot of the Yankee spring training.
Sure.
What is it, Tampa?
In Tampa.
Right.
They play baseball in Tampa. Yanks.
And you're on the Yes Network, so I mean, people.
Well, I was.
Know.
I was.
You were, right.
Till the Yankee Michael K guy took over.
Yeah.
He's a jerk!
Another one.
A loser! Okay.
All right, Mike. Hey, thanks for being here.
It's Mike and the Executioner on the Bone. We'll be back after this. Go to commercial! It's over!
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.